Hi, my name is Evan Wilder, and you are listening to the very, very first episode of Our Rare Piano. Now, what is Our Rare Piano really about? Well, basically, it's a podcast that actually teaches aspiring piano players who really want to know how to play the piano. And be honest, it's a subject I actually got into when I was actually young myself, 17. Can you believe that was like 3 years ago? Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, ever since I started playing video games, I mean the good video games, the ones with the good music, you know, the ones like Nintendo, Zelda, Mario, and especially Final Fantasy is really, really, really famous for this. You start playing the games and then suddenly you understand that not just the story but the gameplay, but then you actually end up coming across something even better than that. It's the music. It's the music behind it. And you start actually playing the game, you don't even care about the story or the battle system, although those were very good stuff. You don't even care about if you even hopped on one level and you won. No, you didn't really care about that at all. What you really cared about was something much, much more. You cared about the music. You would actually have your character walk down one level, and you would just have the character just sit right there. And just so you can hear the music, just so you can actually hear the music. Of course, this was a time during internet, so we do it a lot of times that we had our character stand in one part of the game, and we just have them just stand there. And we just listen to the music. And if you're playing Mario or Legend of Zelda, your character can get killed like so many times, but you wouldn't care. Because all you cared about was actually hearing the music. And then, finally, you discover that, hey, they actually made piano horns of this? I mean, that is if you're actually playing Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is a video game series where the music is actually celebrated. I kid you not, a lot of people love that music. They even have piano collected right now. In fact, just to get over my nervousness about creating the very first episode of this podcast, I'm actually listening to some Final Fantasy piano collections right now. And I even know what song it is right without even switching the screen. It happens to be Final Fantasy VIII Bluefields. And when I first started this podcast, which was about 2 minutes and 45 seconds ago, I was really listening to The Ascendant of Shinobi. You know, Yuffie's main song on Final Fantasy X. It's Final Fantasy VII. See how nervous I am? I'm not kidding. I am completely nervous. And that's weird because I happen to be an entertainer. Of course, I'm more of a shelter entertainer, so I really gotta get out there and start experiencing with the vibes a little bit more. But anyway, as a lot of you, you guys start playing the songs, and you guys start playing the music, and suddenly you're all captured by it. So you start getting the CDs for it, and then you start listening to it on YouTube, and when YouTube finally did come out, you're like, hey, you know what? Everyone should actually know what kind of great songs this is. Everyone should know what it is. So what did you do? You upload them up to YouTube, and just to make sure if it ever gets erased from the internet, you upload to other sites so we can all find them. And to be honest, I sincerely thank you for that, because if you weren't there, then I would not be able to actually be able to write out what this podcast is about and how I can actually help other piano players. But then eventually you say, you know what? I want to play music as good as the Final Fantasy. I want to play music just as good as the orchestrated. So you go to a piano and you say, you know what? I don't really care about Shakira, which was pretty much Lady Gaga at the time, except she actually had fancy sins. You just want to get down on piano and say, you know what? I'm going to play some real music. Or maybe you just want to play Lady Gaga on the piano and say, like, wow, the piano version actually sounds better than your real song. That's just my opinion on it. Anyway, I love the piano. You love the piano, which is the only reason I've ever listened to this at the exact moment. And Honestly, dude, the only reason why you actually want to play the piano is so you can actually play your favorite songs. Or maybe you just actually want to be professional at it and you just want to be the best piano player you can be. Or maybe you're running low on rent and you actually really, really, really need to learn how to run a piano fast. Okay, I got it. Maybe you want to express yourself musically. Okay, maybe I'm just saying a lot of what ifs here. But the point is, down to the simple point, you just want to play the piano. And that's all you want to do. I mean, you don't want to hear about me talking about how I got started with the piano when I was 17. You don't want to hear about how I obsessed over Final Fantasy music. And you don't want to hear about the first time I went to a Final Fantasy concert and I heard a guy on the piano. I was like, oh my freaking god. No, you don't want to hear about that at all. What you really want to hear is about how can you get better at the piano. And you know, that's what this podcast is really about. Now, to be honest, do I really know everything about the piano? No, I do not. I do not know everything about the piano. In fact, I don't even own a piano. Sometimes I go over to people's houses, or sometimes I go to offices, and I start playing a piano, and I practice, and I practice, and I practice. Because when I first started, I sucked at it. I was terrible at it, and I could not play at all. It was just horrendous. Like, I would start playing, and people would be like, turn it off! Yeah, not those exact words, but in that exact tone. Actually, that is true. That is an exact tone. So basically, I was totally bad at piano. I was awful. I was terrible. I was worse than a Jewish man who couldn't dance. Which is actually funny because I actually danced like a Jewish man. But that's on another topic. Now, to be honest, our Red Piano Podcast, what this is really about is about, you know, I want to actually interview the best piano players who've actually gone professional. You know, those guys who actually went on stage and they actually played. I actually work with orchestras, or they even have their own YouTube channel with a lot of subscribers who adore them ever so much, and they just can't get enough of them. I want to interview those guys. Those guys. And you know, I actually know that they actually know a lot more about the piano than I do. A lot more, especially how you can actually do triplets is easy. If you have all your fingers together, it's really easy. You just put your hand on the piano. You're gonna listen to me do a triplet on this laptop. Not that hard. It's just simple, easy. And I can even do a triplet with my left hand too. It's really, really simple. But anyone can do that. And let me just assure you, it sounds much, much better on a piano than it does when you thump on a laptop. You know what, to be honest? The only reason I actually want to do this Our Red podcast is because I actually want to get, not just because I want to get really good at the Our Red piano, not because I just want to get really good at the piano, which is, I really, really do want to get good at the piano. So I can actually be a composer. So I can sit down and create my own video game franchise and actually compose the music for it. Ha 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 ha. Which is a separate issue aside. The only reason I actually wanted, the only reason I thought of that first was because I was actually launching this membership site for people who actually can learn how to play piano no matter where they are in the world. And I said, well, how would it be possible for me to get the word out about this much more sooner? But then that's when I figured out, hey, podcasts are fun. You can listen to somebody's voice, you can actually hear them, you can even comment with them on their website, and you get to actually know that you're actually talking to a real person, not just some guy or some invisible entity who types on a keyboard and you just read the words. Not really sure if it's actually a real person or a robot, but you just hope and pray that's actually a real person. And as far as I know right now, robots cannot imitate a human's voice. Now, I'm not even going to say, hey, I see those videos on YouTube, and they imitate robot voices all the time. And you're right, it is very true, they do that, but it's very horrible, because they sound like a robot. Hey, Sarah, have you been to the mall lately?
Yes, I have. I've been to the mall lately. It is beautiful.
See, it's not that, it's not really that entertaining at all. And that's why I listen to podcasts. In fact, that's why I listen to podcasts with piano. But it's not about me. I gotta be honest, I'm a bit of a glory hog. Just can't get enough of it. I'm just a bit of a glory hog. I love attention. I really love it. I crave it. Anyway, moving aside from that, what I want to do is I want to interview piano players who are talented, who've gone professional. I just want to interview those guys, and I want to know their secrets. And I know you really want to know their secrets too. You want to be like, how do you do this? How do you? I don't know a lot of piano terms yet. Yeah, that's gonna be a problem, isn't it? And I know it's coming on my cam. I know it's like some complicated piano moves. And that have your how to do chords and key signatures and time signatures. Like, I know the basics. And we all know the basics. We all know the basics, which is really good. If you're like a beginner, you can act on what I'm saying. And I know there's no such thing as an H note, except in other countries. I heard of that from my music teacher. So ask him about it, even though you have no idea who he is. I forgot his name. He's going to my school. I'm getting on the other side of the topic here. I want to actually interview... I can't believe this is the third time I said... I want to interview piano players or professional pianists who actually know how to play piano so we can learn tips and tricks how to actually master the piano. That's right. I want to learn how to master piano. And which is actually... because the piano players like pianos, or at least the art of playing piano, it's very indefinite. It goes ah and ah and ah. It's like the Energizer Bunny. It just doesn't stop. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And we want to stop? No, it's just going to keep on going. And she keeps on going and 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 going, and you get the point. But it would be nice to actually learn how you watch a YouTube video and you see Marlon Lane to do that and have him here on this podcast, and you say, hey Marlon Lane, how do you actually be able to do that? And you'd be like, well, let me show you how. Dum dum! Yeah, I don't have an actual real piano with me right now. So, yes, right, you're going to hear imitation piano voices. You know what you are going to hear? Real piano music, like you hear in the background right now. That's right, it's a piano podcast, which means you get to actually hear real piano music. Which, by the way, since you actually want to know how to play piano, you actually want to know how to actually find the right tutor, how to actually, even if you are a piano tutor, how do you connect to get more students, and how do you even get to keep more students? Yes, we all know the general term, teach the kid the right thing, or otherwise you're going to lose a lot of customers. But, more in depth, like how to actually show something that can actually be implied. Like, I saw this webpage about this new age piano lessons, and I looked it up, and although this sounded really cool on paper, it's not something that can actually be applied in real life. You don't need new age lessons to actually play the piano. You don't need it at all. All you need is something simple. Like if someone says, how do you do a C major chord? Well, you sit down and you put a C, E, and G. And how you actually do a C and G, it happened to be a C major chord. And by doing a C major chord, it's just as simple. So I just want to ask you how to do a D minor. Then D minor would be a D, F, A, which is actually a D minor chord. So anyway, I'm actually doing a podcast about how to play the piano. In other news, you just don't need new, like, to be frankly honest, or you just need something concrete to actually get you going on how to actually play the piano, and that's what this podcast offers, and that's why we're actually going to do interviews with actually real professional piano players who actually know how to actually play the piano, who actually been professional, who actually been in the orchestra, and that's what we're actually going for. And not just that, but we actually want to ask our professional piano players, how do you actually go professional? How do you actually turn your piano playing career into something that's strictly professional? And that's something that we are actually going to get together and interview them on. Although I will be doing a research on them so we can actually ask a lot of questions, one thing I actually want to do is that I want to actually have a suggestion box of questions just so you can actually come up with an idea to actually ask our future interviewees what kind of questions like. Like, I'm pretty sure you want to ask Marlon Lane, you know, that guy who can actually play the piano blindfolded. Like, what makes him tick? Like, what does he hate about the piano? I mean, we never ask piano players this, but we never even ask them, like, what do they hate about piano? And most people will just, and I know you're thinking, like, some professional piano players will just sit down and say, well, nothing annoys me about the piano at all. I love the piano. The truth is, there's something about a piano that does annoy you a bit too much. And for me, it happens to be playing with both hands. I mean, I can do one hand very well, as you can see, and I can do the left hand very well. But if I put them together at a different beat, and then that's when all hell breaks loose. And I actually am still practicing with the piano, and I'm still getting better at it too. And I know it's going to take a lot of practice for me to get better at it. But I know that if I get better doing the both hands, I'll get better at it. But it's just one thing that actually annoys me. It's another thing that actually annoys other people as well. And other people are very much annoyed with not being able to play as good as the piano. Like, I've been listening to these piano players online, and especially on Final Fantasy, and you listen to them, and right after you get done practicing, and you say, wow, it was a really great practice session. You go online, you listen to some classical music, or you listen to a guy playing a piano, and you just get automatically discouraged. And it's simple, it's easy to actually feel that way. But what if you could actually learn how to play just, or even better than our interviewers? We could actually ask them certain questions. So on our website, we're actually going to have a suggestion box for you to actually ask our future interviewees any question you actually want to ask them. And not just that, but we're online, we're actually going to post which piano players we're actually going to plan on interviewing. So if it happens to be your favorite pianist, then you can actually ask them questions, your questions, because I can't come up with all the questions. Of course, in the end of each interview, I actually plan on actually having our lucky interview, we have a video that will teach you how to actually master the skill with the piano. I'm talking about an actual real video, so you can actually learn how to actually play piano, like a short tutorial. It's just my way of how do I actually serve you. And you're probably wondering, like, so, wow, the Our Rare Piano Podcast, that sounds like a good idea, but where can I exactly find you? Well, if you actually found us on the website, then you're probably already there. If you probably wonder what the website is, then it happens to be ourrarepiano.wordpress.com. It's our, like our as in, like me and him share the same thing, red as in the color, and a piano. And if you can't spell piano, then you're in trouble. So it's ourredpiano.word, word as in what you write on the paper, press.com. It's ourredpiano.wordpress.com, and we will be getting a domain, and we will be actually be getting a website up later on soon. And also, I'd like to actually announce that we are actually launching a Indiegogo campaign. We just actually want to generate supporters for it. So if you actually want to go there and check it out, go to Indiegogo and search Our Red Piano there too. You can actually find it right there. And if you actually like the idea, then feel free to support us. And also, you can actually contact me personally at ourredpiano.yahoo.com. It's ourredpiano@yahoo.com. And next episode, you're actually going to be having an interview. Or me doing a tutorial on piano. Whichever comes first. Okay. This is Edwin Wilder, and bye-bye.